from halfway around the world to the Palatial Bill Show Studios. It's the Oh My God, Do Something, Act to Save the Planet. I've been drinking a lot, and I can't take one more bad thing happening, because I'll definitely need therapy and vast amounts of vodka. 2018. And now, from the Election Central, here's Bill and Randy.
Good evening, Randy.
Good evening, Chet. Bill, how are you?
Chet?
How are you this evening?
David Brinkley.
That's me. Randall Berger. Yes, from bloody long way away from you.
Long way away from anyone who's probably listening to this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. We spent a long night, as you all did, with the election.
Yeah, but it wasn't a night for us. I mean, we were here. It happens to us. Like, the polls closed, 4 in the afternoon?
Yeah, it did. It did. And by the way, everybody, have a drink on me. Because this was a good night. This was a very good night. What do you think, Randy?
Well, I actually think it was, not only was it better than expected, nobody expected them to take the Senate, because almost all of the seats that were up in the Senate were Republicans anyway, and they were just going to win
them
back.
That's right. It was going to be, and they were close in places that they should never have been close.
Yeah, but the fact that they took 25 seats in the Congress.
Yeah.
In the House of Reps. That's terrific.
It is. This is what, according to Guardian's Aaron Durkin.
Is that a real name?
No, I don't lie about Aaron. She's a close friend of mine. I read her on the article that I'm quoting from. Here's a summary of big events of Election Day. Here's number one. In the House, the Democrats secured the 218 seats needed to regain control. Could I have the Bill Show choir in here? Come here. Come on. Come on, kids. I want a cheer.
don't let James David manage.
Well, no, I know. I'm giving him a cheer. David Manning, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Get back in your box. Yeah. The kids have been watching. And they found out that Scott Walker had been defeated, and they hit the cordial, man. Isn't that right, kid?
Yeah.
Scott Walker's gone. Hey, come on, guys, in. Yeah. Scott Walker. Bye bye. Bye bye, fucky face.
Yeah.
But
also the ones that we took the piss out of earlier, like the Illinois Nazi. Didn't even get close. And the 47-year-old who still lives with his mother. Age of consent should be six. The age of consent should be six. Whatever his platform was, they all went down the toilet.
Yeah.
In a great rush.
Yeah, there were. Of course, there were some things that could have been better, but I'm telling you, man, this went well. Let's go on. The Democrats won. Let me tell you, Democrats won Republican-held seats in Colorado, Florida, Kansas. Fucking Kansas.
Did you hear what Ann Coulter said?
What?
Ann Coulter said, she tweeted, "Kansas, you are dead to me." And somebody tweeted back and said, "I thought you hated Kansas ever since you dropped a house on your sister."
Well said. Well played, sir. Well played. Minnesota, New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. In the Senate, the Republicans, of course, expanded their majority.
By two.
Trump immediately declared... Trump, this is what I love. Trump immediately declared after this, just before Nancy Pelosi started loading her gun with subpoenas, he said he had the balls to come out and say, "Yeah, it was a tremendous success."
It's great for me. It's great for me. But Nancy Pelosi then graciously said, "We will work with you and bipartisanship," and used all the buzzwords. He jumped on that. like a Jack Russell on a rat.
I know.
And Nancy, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, congratulations. No.
Can I grab your pussy?
No, but but Trump doesn't understand. Look, when you wrong women, they don't forget it. They don't forget it.
And there's so many more women in the Congress.
Oh.
There's so many more women.
That's right. Absolutely. Let me go on with all this, and we can get to it, because that's one of my, that's on my list. We should send out a thing to Claire McCaskill, first of all. I don't agree with anything, almost 90% of what she thinks in policy. And I've said so on the show before. But I'll tell you something. That woman stood up during the Kavanaugh hearings, and both of the people that stood up and did the right thing lost their seats. I think we should salute these guys. Yeah. I think these people did. These people actually acted honorably. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Bill Show kids. No, stop it with a cordial. I know he's been voted out. Come on, give me another. This is for Claire McCaskill. Give her.
Mm.
There you go. There you go. Because that's why she lost.
Yeah.
A Republican also did Joe Donnelly. Unfortunately, Beto O'Rourke did not win to unseat Ted Cruz.
But he certainly narrowed his majority.
But let's think about this in the right way, okay? Mm-hmm. Because for me, right, there are two things happening here. One, if 11 months ago or 24 months ago, I sat there and told you that a Democrat would run against Ted Cruz in Texas and come within 3 points of beating him.
And it was 2.6. You win! You win!
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, you would think that I was on acid. This would never happen.
Like hydrochloric. LSD.
Yeah, something. Yeah, Beto O'Rourke came that close to defeating Ted Cruz in Texas, which is... absolutely. That's not bad news. The demographics.
And he's young enough to come back.
Yeah, and the demographics of that state are changing.
Yeah.
It's going from a deep red to a purple state. That should be a warning sign, not a sign of celebration for the Republicans, because in the next election, they're going to lose it.
Yeah.
And then I tried to contemplate the actual type of person that would get up, get into his car, start the car, drive down the street, go to a local polling place, get into line, wait maybe, say, an hour or maybe a half hour.
Or 3 hours in some
cases. Or 3 hours or 4 hours. Wait, get into a booth and press a button next to Ted Cruz's name. Seriously, do you want to know this person? I was thinking of it. How can you vote for Ted Cruz? Forget politics. He's repellent. He's Gollum. You know, I mean, seriously, really, think of the intellect there.
Texas uses old machines, half of which failed, and the ones that failed,
true,
for some reason defaulted to the Republican candidate. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of places they ran out of...
That would be cheating, Randy. They don't do that.
They ran out of ballots? How could you run out of... And also, sometimes...
On election day. Yeah. How can you run out of ballots on election day? It's like day a year you use them and you run out of them? Yeah. It's not like they're going every day.
I mean, how many jurisdictions... Not only the states, but there are electoral commissions within the states. There must be thousands of different technologies for voting, you know?
Yeah.
And like the hanging chads of Florida and stuff like that. It's just a ridiculous
system. Let's make no mistake. It's like I was listening to one of the analysis on CNN. I think it was CNN.
Yeah.
Or
MSNBC. Who no longer has press credentials.
They were sitting there talking about Tracy Abrams and this Kemp guy, this guy who... Now, think about this, guys. He rigged the election.
No.
He was in charge of the election. He was in charge of the election. He tried to rig the election. He made the election. He was in charge of it.
Yeah.
And he can't even win outright because that hasn't been decided yet.
The Secretary of State and even Jimmy Carter, former governor and president, former governor of Georgia and president, came out and said, this is a conflict of interest, you know?
Yeah, well,
and like me being a peanut farmer, a peanut farmer and president could have ruined the world.
Well, Kemp is a grifter. He's an absolute grifter. But anyway, this is something that we should know as well. Not only did Republican Senator Dean Heller lose his seat in Nevada, thank you.
Yeah.
In the governor's races, Democrats gained 7 new seats.
Yeah.
As we said before, Wisconsin Governor Scott Rocker, the Coke sucker, is gone. Oh, bye, Scott. Fuck off.
And there's a gay Democratic governor in Colorado.
I know. The record number of women and women won races across the country, and the candidates of color and LGBT people have broken so many barriers. Then you go down to the Democrats have also made incredible inroads in state legislatures, which often receive little attention. In addition to Flitch, a Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee has provided the update. In addition to flipping chambers in Colorado, Minnesota, Maine, New Hampshire, New York, the Democrats have flipped a total of 333 seats, according to the DLCC. Maine, Colorado, and Illinois have now become the Democratic trifectas, with Democratic governors winning seats. The DLCC reported that there was also a historic number of wins in state races, including the first black state senator in New Hampshire, the first openly transgender state legislator in New Hampshire, the first openly LGBTQ state senator in Michigan, and the very first Iranian-American state senator in New York.
Yeah, can I just mention...
Yeah.
Not only is there a record number of women have been elected to Congress, which I think is terrific. So poor Elizabeth Warren is not going to be hanging out there by herself. And won't be the only one in the ladies' room.
By the way, Liz Warren won her election by almost 70 points. You know, I mean, it was something embarrassing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's who I voted for, you know, because I'm from Massachusetts.
And that's why there's hope. There are two, count them, two Islamic women have been elected to Congress. Now, what does that mean, apart from the fact that you've got Islamic women in Congress? Mike Pence, the vice president, has to hold the Quran as he, as he swears them in. As he swears them in. Because they can affirm on whatever they want. You know, a pile of spaghetti like they do in New Zealand. So I think Mike Pence, mother, can you come and help me here? Not only is he not going to eat with those people.
I feel the thing is burning in my hand. Burning in my hand.
Yeah. I mean, we sort of had something. I mean, we've got Jewish and Islamic representatives here in Australia too, and they affirm on the Quran as well, and the Torah. But it's interesting that this sort of, I don't know if it hasn't happened in America, or the fact that they're both women and Islamic is going to curl his cuticles like nobody's business.
No. Yeah, you might think that it's personal with me, that I actually hate these people, but I want to tell you, it is.
And do you know what? Do you know what one of the strangest things is that a lot of conservatives came out against guns just before the election as part of their platforms. And I'm thinking, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Why would they do that?
So that's so strange. So there you go. Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened. I want to basically also tell you some little things. Ballot measures went on state ballots throughout the country, and here are some highlights, and they're very instructive. Voters passed critical... I'm about to tell you. Voters passed critical state ballot measures... I did. State ballot measures across the country. Florida voted to restore voting rights
to the felons.
To people convicted of felonies. Now, once you serve your time, you should be allowed to come back in.
Yeah.
You know? They have basically said that that's true. And basically, that benefits Democrats.
Of course it does, because that was one of the measures that they brought in that helped George W. Bush.
Suppress the black vote. Yeah, absolutely.
Back in 2000.
Yeah,
but I don't think a felony should make you lose your right. I don't think anything apart from death should remove your right to vote or your
especially
citizenship.
After you've served your time. You know, there is a time. You know, it's like after you serve your time, you've served your time. That's it.
But here in Australia, felons are still allowed to vote. Because voting is compulsory. So even in prison, they set up a
and they
voting.
Still bitch about it, too.
Yeah.
Like somebody like saying, God, man.
Yeah.
I was going to get raped in the shower today, but I got to vote.
Don't pick up the soap,
I'm sorry. That's dark, but that's me. San Francisco voters passed on the tax
on... Billy, I can be darker.
I know you can. San Francisco voters passed a tax on big companies that would affect technology firms and fund housing and services for the homeless. So San Francisco decided to tax the people with the money. Good idea. Voters in Massachusetts...
Silicon Valley,
San
Francisco, yeah.
And they got a homeless problem there. Voters in Massachusetts became the first state to affirm transgender rights in a statewide vote. Ladies and gentlemen, Massachusetts, my home state, which reelected, by the way, a Republican to be governor, Charlie Baker.
But is he any good? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he is, actually.
Yeah, well, there you go.
He's actually, I went to, he grew up in the suburb that I grew up in outside of Boston.
Yeah.
And him, his brother
outside
and
of Beantown.
I.
Beantown.
Yeah, his brother and I were in an amateur theater group out of high school. And
You do acting, Bill?
Yeah, I did. That's where I started. And I knew the Baker family, and they're conservative, but they're not. You know, he is actually spoken out against Trump consistently. And
a lot of people have. Look at Sully Sullivan, the famous pilot who landed on the Hudson. Same thing. He came out and says, "I can't stand this guy. I'm a rusted on Republican, but I'm not voting for him."
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
That guy's
Sully
a hero.
Did the same thing.
That guy's a hero.
Yeah, I know. I saw that interview with Sully. Well, I mean, Baker's along that type of Republican. Those are the Republicans I knew growing up.
So
you
I
know,
don't
they,
think I want to call...
They were conservative.
They
were conservative fiscally, but they weren't racist assholes.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
That's the thing, you know? And so to go on, legal marijuana continued to spread across the United States. The kids would love to cheer about that, but they're having too much cordial right now. Nevada voted to exempt feminine hygiene products from state and local taxes, which I think is a good thing.
We only just did that ourselves after nearly 30 years.
Yeah, it's a very important thing. Four states voted on the expansion of Medicaid coverage to more low-income residents, a key aspect of the Affordable Care Act. And by the way, the Affordable Care Act is going to be around for a while now.
It is now, yeah.
And these creeps are not going to be able to fuck with your Social Security or Medicare for now.
Or your pre-existing condition. Like pregnancy.
So if you're somebody who's running around there kind of saying, oh, well, we could have done better, shut up. Enjoy this.
No, I don't. I think it's exactly right, because you've got Trump by his little mushroom dick.
By the balls, man! This guy is so scared,
and he's gonna say, but he's already started threatening, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I have that actually. Trump had a press conference.
here we go.
Yeah. And Donnie's, Donnie called it a big success.
Yeah.
Just let me smear that. Let me smear that Vaseline on your anus before we're going to do to
Vaseline
you, pal.
Don't use Vaseline anymore, Bill, because it can actually dissolve condoms. Use Crisco or KY jelly.
Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, you can get
that
on a long
flight. We shouldn't have We shouldn't have.
I'm
that
making
kind of
jokes about anal
yeah,
sex
yeah.
in relation to Donald Trump. Yes, I am. Yeah. Okay, so. But Donnie, though, thinks, you know, oh, it's going to be a bike ride now because this was a big success for me.
Yeah, big success, yeah.
So one of the guys from CNN decided that he wasn't going to have any today.
Yeah.
And Donnie seems, Donnie's a bit on edge. I don't know why. Yeah. Here it is, oh, Jim Acosta and Donald Trump today. This is classic. I'm
scared. Have you seen a video of this?
Yeah, I did. You know, it's classic.
Trump's trying to make the poor little girl go and take the mic from him.
Yeah, I know. He's such a gutless pig. Yeah. He really is. He's like any bully. You smack him hard enough. This is what I'm saying about Trump. We go high, they go low. No, fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You go at him. You go at a bully. You don't show weakness.
Yeah, and Pelosi's already trying to go. Nice.
Within very hours.
Nice. Yeah.
Within hours of getting the result, Pelosi saying, "We're going after your tax returns, pal." So he's a little testy because he's fucking guilty as sin. And now there are going to be so many committees that are just going to be crawling up his backside. It's going to be fun to watch.
Also, in the last few hours, he's fired Beauregard.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions.
Beauregard Jefferson Sessions.
Jeff Sessions.
You know,
has left
they're going to go after Mueller.
Now, he's got a lot more than Mueller to worry about, and Mueller is not going anywhere. In fact, without the Congress, hey, good luck. You know, you fire Sessions, right? Good luck getting other people confirmed. That's going to be fun for you. And also, the fact is that you have Republicans now that went straight to Trump right now and said, "Do not follow." What we've done actually by winning Congress is we've ensured that Mueller exists.
Yeah,
okay.
Checks and balances is their main responsibility.
And when we go later, we're going to find out, is stuff going to be made public? When is it going to be made public? Is he going to squelch it? He's appointed this other guy who's just just another Kavanaugh.
Whitaker.
He's another lapdog.
Yeah.
Whitaker.
But he's not actually the deputy AG.
No, that's Rosenstein. Rosenstein.
He's like the chief of staff.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm getting away from the clip. This is Donnie. This is Donnie at his press conference with Jim Acosta. I found this fun. Here it is.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms. That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election
I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that. They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim. In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either. So
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question, if I can. You aren't
the best,
Mr. President. You repeatedly over the course
okay,
of.
Okay, just sit down, please.
You're very rude. You're very rude. What a dickhead.
Oh, wow, that was fun.
Yeah.
Did you notice it was when Acosta... When Acosta starts mentioning indictments...
Yeah.
That's when he lost his shit. Yeah.
It's terrible the way you treat Sarah Huckabee.
The way you treated Sarah Huckabee Sanders. No, you fucking pussy. He's talking about indictments. Yeah. They're coming. They're coming, motherfucker. That's right, motherfucker. And we're going to be more than rude.
Since that, in the last couple of hours, Bill, the White House has revoked DaCosta's press credentials.
Oh yeah, that'll
but
work.
I think CNN should boycott the White House.
Oh. They are so fucking petrified.
Yeah, they should boycott the White House.
They can talk all the shit they want about it was a very tremendous success. Fucker, you got buried.
Yeah.
You got buried.
Your little mushroom is dimpled. Yeah.
You got buried, man. And now there are people in Congress and they have one thing on their mind. How to fuck with you. And they have, oh my God. Oh, God, this is really going to be, it's a very big win, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you had something that you wanted to...
Yeah, well, this is from the same press conference. And young Donald Trump warns the Democrats that they shouldn't abuse their privileges with investigations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Oh, that'll work. Okay, here it is. This is just fun for me. Here it is.
It was a big day yesterday, an incredible day. And last night, the Republican Party defied history to expand our Senate majority while significantly beating expectations in the House for the midterm and midterm year. So now we go into the Senate, we don't have the 10 votes, and what happens? It doesn't get passed. Even if it gets out of the House, it doesn't get passed. So under the new concept of what we're doing, I say, come on, let me see what you have. They want to do things. You know, I keep hearing about investigations, fatigue, like almost from the time I announced I was going to run. They've been giving us this investigation fatigue. It's been a long time. They got nothing, zero. You know why? Because there is nothing. But they can play that game, but we can play it better. Because we have a thing called the United States Senate, and a lot of very questionable things were done between leaks of classified information and many other elements that should not have taken place. And all you're going to do is end up in back and forth and back and forth, and 2 years is going to go up, and we won't have done a thing. I really think, and I really respected what Nancy said last night about bipartisanship and getting together and uniting. She used the word uniting, and she used the bipartisanship statement, which is so important because that's what we should be doing. So we can look at us, they can look at us, and then we can look at them, and it'll go back and forth, and it'll probably be very good for me politically. I could see it being extremely good politically, because I think I'm better at that game than they are, actually.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Is that guy coked up or what? He kept slurring and mispronouncing
words. How do you think that he did all those rallies? He's an old guy, man.
All the rallies that
he's
we
Tony,
pay for,
he's
by
Tony
way.
Montana. I swear to God, he's sitting there, Tony Montana,
say
really
hello
old,
to my little
with a toupee,
presidency,
with not a toupee, with bad hair, you know, sitting there going, "I'm going to do the rally, man." Come out, there's a giant mound of cocaine on the Resolute desk, and he's like, "Yeah, okay, now I'm ready to go." That's him, man. That's him. And what I don't understand, Randy, that's a great clip, because what I don't understand is if it was such a wonderful success.
He couldn't even say the word midterm.
No, midterm. And, well, if it was such a success, why do you sound so sad?
They won 2 seats. They won 2 seats in the Senate. And it's an unprecedented historical event.
It's unprecedented. Never been done. Never. I did it. Yeah. Which way am I facing? Okay. The midterms. Midterms.
Did you know? Here's a little bit of a trivia. Did you know that last week malaria Trump?
Malaria. Yes.
Melanoma. Broke the law.
Yeah.
They both voted absentee in New York, but then Melania proceeded to tweet the following: "Vote red, MAGA. Vote GOP."
Yeah.
Now, that goes against a certain government regulation called the Hatch Act.
Oh, really?
Which has been in power since 1939.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Hatch Act, listen to this, prohibits employees of the executive branch of government, except for the president, vice president, and certain designated officials, from making partisan statements.
Oh, dear.
Now, Melania would be exempt, but her team wouldn't.
Oh.
Now, so the question was, who wrote the tweet?
Yeah.
With all the proper spelling and grammar and punctuation.
Yeah.
Now the former director of the Office of Government Ethics says, if the official account is being run by her staff, they are covered by the Hatch Act.
Right.
That would be a violation. Now, Melanoma, her press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, has already been found guilty of violating the Hatch Act once. And maybe she's going for a twofer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Now, call it Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Your favorite.
Stepford wife.
The crack whore of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
Now, Kellyanne Conway has repeatedly.
She's getting more and more kind of methed out.
Yeah.
The longer I look at her.
She's been repeatedly accused of violating the Hatch Act. But she maintains that statements that she made in favor of candidates are made in a personal capacity. The fact that the chroma keyed in behind her is the White House, and her subtitle is a special presidential advisor. When she says these things, obviously they're in a personal capacity. Fuck you, Cack. Anyway,
look, Kellyanne is really quite a curious creature. Even the husband doesn't really agree with her anymore, or I think kind of like her.
Or her children.
And I remember Kellyanne back in the old glory days when she was just working for his campaign, And now you look at her, and I swear to God, she's transforming herself. I saw the final episode of Game of Thrones. You know those kind of like Walking Dead guys? That's Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, the frozen.
Yeah,
the frozen
that's Kellyanne
people,
Conway,
yeah.
man. If she Is keeps
she,
going,
yeah, she's one of them.
That's what you're
going
to see. She's like she will be.
She's had her face lifted so many times now. She's got a little go. She
it's
has
not the
go
facelift.
Tea.
It's the decaying of her soul. What's left of it? I mean, there's nothing left. It's kind of like an automaton thing happening. Anyway, listen, we're going to take
a
break. Yeah, let's take a break, and we're going to be back because Randy has some stuff, a few clips more from the election,
The night of all nights.
Ladies and gentlemen, I advocate that everybody take this moment in time as we play a little comedy, as we always do.
I thought you were going to say take a Xanax.
Take a Xanax. Not anymore, man. I'm feeling better. I feel really good today. This was a good thing. And if you don't...
Well, we should tell people that on U.S. time, it's the 7th.
It is the 7th down here. Yeah. But
even though it's the 8th. Yeah.
It's so it's a good thing. Enjoy it. Because there are going to be a lot of things that aren't going to be good.
The next two years is going to be so much fun. And keep listening to The Bill Show, because we're going to have all the blood and all the gore and all the shit that they're going to shit themselves. We're going to have it all there for you to see
and
hear.
So,
over the next two years.
That's right. It's been a gory blood fest. We're a highbrow entertainment, so we just want to... But all the stuff that can be observed by two guys in a trailer. So we'll be back.
Oh, no, I'm
you're in
my
man cave.
In Castle Mountain.
I'm in the Palatial Bill Show Studios. So listen, we'll be back with a little Randy Rainbow.
Which is a caravan.
We'll be back. Randy Rainbow with a little comedy. We'll be back in just a minute.
Oh, I love Randy.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Whether you hate him or you love to hate him, all eyes are on my next guest as Election Day approaches. Mr. President, thank you so much for joining me. The midterm elections, that's like a really big deal, right?
Like the biggest deal.
Well, then let's get your take on some individual races. Ted Cruz, who in 2016 called you a serial philanderer, a pathological liar, and a sniveling coward.
He's a total disaster.
But now he likes you.
You know, he's a very good person.
Andrew Gillum?
That guy is great. He's a star.
He's the Democratic nominee for governor of Florida.
He's a thief.
My Aunt Linda's from Florida. She voted for you.
Star.
But she didn't like you anymore.
Well, that must be some kind of a sick woman.
Democrats and Republicans alike have called for you to tone down your rhetoric so as not to contribute to the division and vitriol and overall shittiness of the country right now. Yet you continue to turn it up, particularly at your rallies.
Rallies are meant to be fun.
I get it. I do, and I would totally agree with you if you were a 9-year-old having a birthday party, but you're the leader of the free world. I know, I can't believe it either.
And I'm getting 25 and 30,000 people to these rallies. Nobody's ever seen it. There has never been anything. This isn't bragging. There has never been anything like what's happening. I went to Illinois. You had to see.
Holy crap, it sure feels like the world's in dire straits. It gets bleaker by the second, though I'm sure we'll overcome it. Still, we're all afraid and don't know what to do, right? That's because the President of the United States is seriously narcissistic and incapable of unifying the country because he's emotionally stunted since his father never loved him the way he needed him to, so now he's taking his repressed anger out on the rest of us. You.
As soon as you make any statement nowadays with the political correctness world, they make a big deal.
What the hell's up with the country today? I feel like packing and running away. It's very scary and super strange. It makes me feel weary. How can I change it? Think I found a fix. On November 6th, you won't think that I'm gloating. If you wonder why I'm voting, let's just say it's 'cause I can. And I hope I don't sound partisan, but listen everybody, here's the plan. Go out and get to voting, though your interest is waning. And while kvetching and complaining is more fun, I know. Why not be responsible instead? Whether you vote blue or you vote blue, I'm just kidding, go and vote. Just vote, keep voting.
Go!
Sarah Sanders, you are full of it. How can you possibly defend this shit? Do you honestly believe the stuff you peddle and promote, which is intended to deceive us?
Ahem. Don't forget to cast your vote. rude bitch.
If you want the privilege to whine, don't just tweet, blame, and opine. Put some makeup on and get your ass in line. And girls, start voting.
What the hell's up with the country today?
Like what's happening.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Chet?
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
Chet.
Mr. Brinkley?
You'd like... it's the illusion that we've been sitting at this desk. You know, this really shiny desk.
No, don't spoil the illusion. Don't...
Especially with the music underneath, which I really dig.
You are gonna tell them, aren't you?
I am going to tell them. This is like 12 hours later because we were having so much fun, and then we took a break, and we both fell asleep because we're old. And
I fell asleep at the mic because I was waiting for you to call me back.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, we'd been drinking, and we were having a party here at the Bill Show Studio.
No, I haven't. I had not had and not imbibed in anything.
Good, good.
I was just sitting here, and I just nodded off.
And you did. I nodded off, too.
Lying on the bed. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Here's a reenactment of the last 12 hours, where I got...
You had to go to work.
That's snoring. That's my snoring.
You had to go to work.
Yeah, and I had to go to work. I have a job and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, not like you. You're retired on your plantation.
Oh, stop it. I'm not that.
Django and Jane Plantation up there in the outback of Australia.
I did so many things today. I hauled dirt.
Oh.
You know, dirt, that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Dirt.
It's the ground. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, you know, hey, listen, I really have to get back to one topic. Was the idea that Sessions leaving is going to stop them. There are two reasons that's not going to work, okay? And they have nothing to do with dirt, but I'm going to say it anyway. One!
What? Oh, what a great lead.
That was a fucking segue, dude. One! Okay. One, if you fire Mueller, he can go up to any microphone and say whatever he wants because you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with us.
Exactly.
Two, we just took the House of Representatives big time. Big majority. Yeah. And we're going to have committees investigating. What do you say we subpoena everything he's ever had or his entire investigation, which we can, and get him to work for us? So fuck you.
What a good idea.
Fuck you, Donald, and the fucking car you rode in on. Because, dude, it's coming, and you know it, and you're scared shitless.
It's coming for you, yeah.
He is so fucking scared of this. He is so right down to his pants, mister. This guy, you know, I watched that press conference while we were doing the taping, and what?
Oh yes, the cost of the.
You know, I had it on my screen here while I was talking, and something occurred to me. He said, "My God, he doesn't look good," and I went, "Yeah."
Oh, he's coked to the eyeballs, and not with diet.
And you think we're kidding? We said this a long time ago. Remember the debates? Remember all this? It was like all the time. How do you think that good old Donald, at his age, managed to do, 100 rallies in a day and a half?
Which we have to pay for,
by the way. You're welcome, America. But the idea that this guy is not cooked out of his gills, and he's coming down. He's coming down from a kokai that he kept because he's scared shitless about what happened, which is he's done. He's gone.
Yeah.
We're going to run him out on a rail.
I have something about that in a minute. Yeah.
Oh, well, go ahead. Don't let me stop you.
Okay. Well, the day before the election here in Australia, our national news service, the ABC, which is like our NPR, I guess.
Yeah.
Said there are three possible outcomes.
Okay.
Number one. Oh, first, Trump said, I'm not on the ticket, but I am on the ticket. Because this is also a referendum about me. So the first one is the Republicans keep control of the House and the Senate.
Which didn't happen.
But most people doubted that would happen.
Yeah.
But it would have been a massive victory for Trump, and he would have been able to call out the brown shirts and have everybody lined up against the wall and shot.
Well, that's number what we were scared of, yeah.
Number two, the Democrats take the House. And the Republicans take the center. Now, this is before the election.
Mm.
The ABC said, this is the outcome that most experts and the polls are predicting since the midterms are basically said and done. Now, that would mean an immediate headaches for the president.
Yes.
The investigative powers of the House will be unleashed on the president and the executive branch.
Yes.
My guess is they will bring... they will find things that would paint the president in a negative light. You paint with light? Anyway. And that could be an important thing in the 2020 campaign. Now, Congress could also grind to a halt, you know, be shut down.
That's a real possibility.
And the only thing that the legislation will deal with the debt ceiling or preventing government shutdown is finding some bipartisan consensus. Okay. Now, the third possibility, which was the blue wave, didn't eventuate, but this was the possibility. Congress would gridlock. The Democrats would take the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
There'd be a threat of a government shutdown by both houses until Trump is out on his ass.
Well,
We got Mama Bear right in the middle. Democrats took the House,
and
the Republicans kept the Senate.
Now you have investigations, and those investigations are not going to end. And those investigations, I believe, will include not collusion, but treason.
Yeah. Oh, without a
treason,
doubt.
Dude.
You've already got the big one. You've already got Donald Jr. being indicted. Mm. That's coming up.
Yep.
And he's getting a divorce.
Having a good day. Fuckface?
having a good day,
Why don't you get some more hair gel while you're alone?
Junior. Yeah.
Jesus.
So anyway, it's not...
Jimmy Kimmel said it the best. Jimmy Kimmel said, is there anything more stupid to be than Donald Trump Jr.? I mean, it's a fit. That's true. But you also have the fact that little Kirshner boy, you know, and the kids... are all basically being they have
investigated.
They're being investigated right now, and certainly Kirshner. Yeah, I mean, literally, this is going to hit the family. What you don't understand?
We have
been following this. The guy who ran who knows where every dollar is since the 80s is working for Mueller.
Yeah, that's right. The CEO.
The CEO.
No, the CFO.
That's right. The guy.
The chief financial officer.
The guy
the CFO,
that organizes all the dirty secrets that the national.
The
Pecker guy.
Yeah.
He's working for Mueller. His personal lawyer, who has a fucking safe full of tapes, he's working for Mueller.
Yeah.
No one sees Mueller coming. Have you noticed that? Through all this shit, he's just quiet. He's got a nuclear warhead.
Yeah. What did Trump say to Costa? I'm the president. I'll run the country. You don't even do a good job with CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let me finish off that trifecta. The former Russian connected through oligarchs. Campaign manager is now working for Mueller.
So, that's right.
So, guys, it's coming, and he's scared. Because people are distracted by all this other stuff. Fuck it.
Yeah.
He's done. And we have got to make it done. It is a way that he can get by it, I'm sure. Because he's cunning. He's like a rat.
Yeah.
But there's so much shit that I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't.
But what's he going to do?
I think that eventually... My hunch, and I've been wrong, you know, but that the Republicans themselves will force him to resign.
Oh, like do a Nixon.
Yeah, and then the Republican Party is probably in the hands of somebody like Mitt Romney, who just won a Senate seat. Yeah, and by the way, that's okay. We did an entire election with Mitt Romney, and I criticized the hell out of him, but let me tell you, Mitt Romney looks just fine. If you have a Democrat,
what about Mike Pence? Is he going to be indicted as well?
I don't know. I don't think they have as much.
Doesn't he have to step up?
I don't think that they have as much on Pence as they do Trump. And by the way, I have never said those words before. Mitt Romney is fine. I don't believe Mitt Romney is fine. I'm just saying, in terms of unleashing a nuclear war, you know. That shit.
I don't think a bishop of the Mormon Church, which Bishop Romney is, would do that.
Well, no, I don't. I think Romney is a privileged guy who's feckless because the truth is, Obamacare was his. That was his idea. He executed it in Massachusetts while he was governor, and it's a great program. And he backed away from it for political reasons. And so, but I also don't think that you look at his family, you look at he has, you know, healthy relationships with people. He's not insane, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's not insane. And he's capable of compassion. In his time as Massachusetts governor, he was actually, for a Republican, not bad.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't understand during that time that, you know, that he was so feckless that he would just turn into a raving lunatic.
Yes, this man has no feck. Every time you say that, I think of the Ghostbusters. This man has no... Is that true? Yes, this man has no feck.
You're right. This man has no feck.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Mitt Romney's real name is Beekman.
We're having a bit of a laugh at your expense.
Yeah, Mitt, but God, I got to tell you, Mitt, if you want to take over this suit nanny, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that.
Well, it's either that or it's going to be your friend, who's the Speaker of the House?
Nancy?
Who's the, who's number third in line?
Oh, God, after...
Not third in line. That's your friend, the old
Orrin Hatch.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But there's somebody in between there. What's his name?
I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't know.
The guy,
it's
the
a
guy
conversation.
Who sits behind,
you know.
The guy who sits beside Pence.
Oh, the guy who sits behind... Oh, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, Paul Ryan. He's number three.
Well, no, he's gone. He's no longer... You know,
he's resigned.
No,
he's
gone.
Still
he's
there.
Out. Yeah, he's resigned. That's it. Paul's bye.
But he's still
Paul's
going
to go off and spend his cash for, you know, selling his immortal soul.
His big NRA money. Of course, you know, we've had another another mass shooting.
Yeah,
let
me just get this in. When Paul Ryan leaves the House of Representatives, there'll be a guy that looks kind of like Satan with a few money bags. And he'll be sitting there going, there you go, Paul. Thank you for serving the master of darkness. Thank you. That's all right. You can have my soul. I wasn't using it. So there you go. Sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, I was saying in the last 12 hours, we've had another mass shooting.
Yeah.
In Thousand Oaks. 12 people.
Yeah.
12 college students. That's not far from my hometown.
Oh,
you know.
Christ, you know. Jesus. You know, it's not going to change. You know, it really... I we have been doing the show for 5 years, and when I did it with Bill and I did it with you, and we did like 15 shows on mass shootings. Now it's just like, oh, it's Thursday.
Oh, not another one.
All right. Unless you're involved, of course, or any of the family are gunned down. But that's things we can deal with, you know? I mean, if there is a 2020 and we get to it, we turn the whole fucking road. We just massacre them. The Republican Party, I want it dead. I want it dead. I want to go to fucking Forest Lawn and piss in its ashes. I want it dead. Okay? Dead.
And of course, it's got to be another AR-15. We can't break a perfect record.
Yeah, it's the
20 mass.
It's shooting. The chosen gun of maniacs everywhere. The AR-15.
Yeah. Why guys,
see what an AR-15 dealer can do for you. Okay. Well, I don't want to dwell on that.
Can I mention? Can
you
I just
know, I was
mention
in a good mood,
thing.
Man. You brought up this mass shooting, and that just
yeah. Well, we have to be current. Yeah.
Well, I know, the first half of that show I was giggling hysterically, and then
yeah,
I
like
talked a little
giggling like a little schoolgirl.
I'm like a schoolgirl, really, seriously. And then we talked a little bit.
Actually, you probably had a little schoolgirl in there anyway, didn't you?
What?
Now, I was just...
What the hell are you talking about, you sick little prick? Shut up.
This election...
What?
People were saying that America has fallen into just a complacent pile of shit.
Yeah.
But in 2014, the last time there was a midterm...
Yes.
Because traditionally, in midterms, people don't show up.
Yeah.
There was a grand total of 36% turned up in 2014. One of the lowest in recorded history.
Yeah, but that's changed now.
Yeah. This one, 2018, they were 49%. Now, that is the highest it had been in over 100 years.
Wow.
For the midterm election.
Wow. Now, see, now you've cheered me up again. Now you've cheered me up again.
The last time they ever had that many people turn up was in 1914, and they had 50%. That was the last time people got excited about anything. So this just shows that you can rev them up.
Mm, that's right.
And if this wave, even though it wasn't the blue
wave. No, it was a blue wave. You know, fuck that. I'm fuck that. Yeah. I've just, they are picking up more seats now. Than they did
after the election.
After the election, they are picking up more seats now than look. Last time the Republicans were decimated so badly, Richard Nixon and Watergate was on the front page of the newspaper, and that is very comparable because we're in a situation now, like for example Archibald Cox with the special prosecutor during the Watergate thing, and he tried to remove him. Because the same reason, he's guilty as sin. There's only one reason that Donald Trump wants to get is committing obstruction of justice in full view by appointing this fucker Whitaker. What this guy is, Jesus Christ!
Oh,
Gomer Pyle motherfucker from Iowa or something.
I want all my judges to have a biblical view of justice.
A biblical view of justice. Jesus Christ, he went out
What the fuck does that
he
mean?
He went out in a stone fucking people? Cornfield and he dug up this patsy. And, you know, this guy is just, seriously, man, you're appointing this guy to head the law enforcement for the entire United States of America, right?
Take him out and stone him.
And he has to head investigations. And this guy is already on record with every news organization you can find calling the entire Mueller investigation a lynch mob. That is obstruction of justice. Yeah. You are appointing someone to stop an investigation of yourself.
Yeah.
That's and you're doing it in full view. So I hope that the investigators over there in the Congress just turn on your video stream and hit record. Because that's obstruction of justice. It just is.
It certainly is.
It certainly is, Ollie. I'm sorry. I went off. Okay.
No, that's
We're
okay.
back.
I like it when you compare us with Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah. Yes. We're kind of Laurel and Hardy.
Except we're both Hardy.
Yeah. Well, now listen, you had a bit that you were going to do on there was a kind of a
how the knot and fall,
like a tinfoil hattie kind of thing. This is a very loose kind of thing, but it's not a regular show, guys. It's just us talking.
Yeah. The dead guy.
Yeah. Play that. They'll love that. You guys will love this.
I think people will like it. We had this chap in Nevada. Mm. He was a born again pimp.
Yes.
Oh, what would you call it?
What does that look
the
like?
The guy was a. Yeah. He's an evangelical,
yeah.
arch conservative. He still was pre selected to run as a Republican. He was a pimp. He owned several.
Oh, that's
you know
the brothel
chicken
owner.
Ranches. I think they call them chicken ranches.
Yeah.
He owns several chicken ranches all over Nevada. Now this guy runs. He was 72.
Yeah.
He had his birthday on the 16th of October, and dropped dead.
Oh.
Okay.
Was he in the saddle at the time? Was he?
Probably. He went from one kind of stiff to another.
Thank you. Travaille.
You're welcome. Boom, boom. So this guy, he decides to, he dies. But, of course, the way the electoral system works, they have to keep him on the ballot. Because the ballots were already, people were already voting,
yeah.
Okay? So this guy's on the ballot. You know, dead pimp.
Well, no, I mean, is what he's doing legal? Yes. I don't have a problem with being a brothel owner. Fine, that's great.
Yeah.
The fact that he's a dead Republican, and I think I know where this is headed. Go ahead.
But the thing was, is he was an evangelical.
Yeah, now.
Right, like, so he was like.
Was his brothel named Mary Magdalene's or something like that?
banging for Christ, yeah.
Come into Mary Magdalene. It's clean in here. Everything's white.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy proceeded to die, and he won. He won 67% of the vote.
But he's dead.
Yeah, even though there were signs everywhere saying the candidate is dead, people would rather vote for a dead pimp than a live
Democrat. I don't have a problem being a pimp.
So
he's a dead Republican. Where is this place? Where is the place that this happened?
In Nevada.
There is a place in Nevada that you could run a dead Republican and he wins at 67%?
No. He was already running when he died.
But he's dead. He can't serve. Why would they elect a dead Republican?
You cannot unrun.
Huh?
You cannot unrun a candidate because people have already started to vote, like early voting, you know? He only died 3 weeks before.
But people actually went into, they knew he was dead, right?
And still voted for him. Play the clip, Bill.
Oh, my God, these people. Okay, here it is. Dead Republican wins in Nevada. Right here on our election Bill show. Here it is.
1 month after his death, Republican brothel owner Dennis Hoff has been voted into Nevada's state assembly.
Yeah, we told you this could happen, and that means the empty seat, well, the seat is still empty. Yeah, 13 Action News reporter Marissa Kinniston kind of takes a look at what this all means and breaks it down for us. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning, Dana and Beth. Yeah, here's the thing. Republican state leaders asked voters to still cast their ballots for Hoff even after his death because that would guarantee a Republican seat in the state assembly. Now, Hoff was found dead last month at one of his brothels after celebrating his birthday. Signs were even posted at polling places reminding voters that he had died. Hoff was a well-known pimp and owned several brothels across the state. During his campaign, he called himself the Trump of Pahrump and had a very conservative platform.
Yeah.
He's the Donald Trump of Putin. What a, winner.
I had state said it's going to start to look a little like Weekend at Bernie's, Randy.
Yeah.
It's just this kind of corpse sitting there. Well, all those in favor say aye. The other Republicans raise his hand.
What does the Senate look like when some of those people were elected in the 40s?
Yeah, I know.
Orrin Hatch.
Orrin Hatch.
Orrin Hatch is in his 80s.
Yeah, he is. He's a stayer.
And Mr. Turtle.
A fart.
Mr. Turtle probably isn't as old.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he sure looks old.
Well, you know, turtles live a long time. That's all we have, though.
I was having so much fun. Well, and you know what? We actually have more, but we want to keep you wanting more.
Yes, that's what we want. We want you wanting more. Listen, guys, and I'm not talking to you, Randy. I'm talking to the people out there. Thank you very...
Yeah, talk to the people in podcast
We've been doing
land.
This show now for 5 years, and there are a lot of you that have been with us from the very start, and I want to thank you guys for listening. You're really appreciated. You're the reason that we do this. God knows it's... Every now and then you just sit there and look at the stats and realize that in the last 2 years, we've spoken to over 1 million people. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, actually, that's worth
saying.
And
the fact that you would listen is, it's thank you very much. That's all I had to say. Let's go forward, ladies and gentlemen. Solidarity, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Is celebrate.
Are you going to play the international?
I'm going to play. I'm going to play this election music. By the way, the election music is courtesy of the 1976 presidential election on NBC. So, listen, we'll see.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
something
dun,
like that. So, anyway.
Bill.
Good night, Chet. I was going to do that. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Good night,
Walter.
John Boy.
Yeah.
Good night,
Grandpa.
Dog. Good night, everybody. We love you.
What was the White House? Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Everybody quiet down now and get some sleep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.